Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for helping me celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, which we do here every day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're very proud to say that John Deedy is our good friend and a longtime, almost 19-year member of our brain trust. He's John, awake at 2 o'clock. With the number 2, wakeat2o'clock.com, that's your blog. What else you want to send us?
John F. Deeney, DINI.com.
And you can find out more about your books there?
Yeah, my books are there, and you can link to purchase them. My speaking's there, and it'll send you to the exit planning site, some free tools we have out
there. What about your exit planning tool that you developed? Is that there?
Yeah, that's at yourexitmap.com, and there's tools there to look at your cash flow, to understand what valuation or whether your valuation looks good to a bank, to look at your time frame for exit and make some simple decisions about whether it's going to work. There's a bunch of free tools there for business owners.
Yourexitmap.com, that's also the title of this outstanding book I've been telling you about, folks. Every time John writes a book, I get really jealous because I wish I'd written that. All right, John, let's talk about this business continuity instructions that we alluded to as we went to the break.
Yeah.
Folks, what we're trying to do is help you plan for the unplanned, be somehow prepared for things that could take you by surprise, a disaster, a disease, a divorce, a heart attack, whatever it might be, things that happen that you have little or no control over. You can influence some way by planning for it beforehand. You call it business continuity instruction. One of the things I did, John, I just sat down one day and started writing out all the things. If I somehow just vaporized, what would somebody need to know to help them wrap this puppy up over here? And I started writing all that down, and it was a whole lot of stuff I hadn't thought about it, and I was upset with myself because I hadn't already done it. And people would have been saying, well, how do you turn this on and off? He never showed us that.
Yes, and that's how it started for me. About 10 years ago, one of my clients told me, by the way, my daughters, who are not involved in the business and have no clue what to do, I was thinking about it, and I wrote them a letter and put it in an envelope titled, If the Plane Goes Down. And I just wanted you to know that I told them not to make any decisions or moves in the company without consulting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flattered, but then when I started thinking about it, it was, well, what does that mean? It was a $50 million revenue company.
Right.
Does that mean I should drop everything and come run your company? Do I have decision-making capability?
Mm-hmm.
Can I sign checks? Can I fire people or promote them? Do I get paid for this? What does all that mean?
Right.
You know, bring in John to do everything. So, you know, I started looking at this more and more, and as I said it in the earlier segment, you know, I found a lot of disaster planning about data backup and stuff, but I didn't find much that said what to do if the owner can't show up to work. And when I started talking to my clients about it, I was shocked. You know, we had corporations out there, a lot of small businesses still are corporations, with one director, the owner.
Right.
Well, that's great, but if something happens to you, you don't have a board of directors, and if you're the only shareholder, you can't elect another one. How are they supposed to make decisions? Nobody will accept their decisions because they have no legal right to make them. You know, or we talk about key man insurance, and I'd say, what's your key man insurance for? Well, it's to buy out my family if something happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. Who is the buyer? Well, the corporation's the buyer. No, corporations can't buy themselves. I'm sorry. You have to have at least one other shareholder to execute that. You know, or they'd say, yeah, I can replace myself because I've got a key man insurance policy. Oh, is that supposed to also fund your family's buyout? Yes. Is that also supposed to fund the liens that the bank has on all your cash accounts? Well, yes. Okay, exactly mm-hmm. how much insurance do you have? Because a lot of them are assuming it serves these three or four different purposes.
Right. So John, I got to wrap it up. I want to get to one point before we go. You've identified what he calls the dismal D's, folks. There are 10 of them. Declining sales, divorce, disinterest, distraction, debt, disease, disability, et cetera, et cetera. There are 10 of those that are unplanned. On the other side of the balance sheet is the planned one, right, where you sell the business. So that's 1 to 10. You tell me where you need to spend your time, right, John?
Right. Yeah, you can take one of the six ways head first. There's the other way. Feet first.
Your exitmap.com. I want to make sure we get this in. Awakeat2o'clock.com and johnfdeeney.com. Folks, there's a wealth of information there. You'll thank me later. John, come back soon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.